Welcome back to another episode of the Velocity Cast. As always, I appreciate you guys tuning in. So this week, I want to dive into a technique for, I guess, managing anger and frustration towards individuals. And this particular technique is discussed at length in the book, The Tools by Phil Stutz and Barry Michaels. So you may have seen there's a Netflix documentary that got released about Phil Stutz, just called Stutz. And it's Jonah Hill basically telling the story of how these techniques have helped him deal with anxiety, stress, all the things. And so what's important to understand with this book, which I actually really like, and the reason that I'm even discussing this book is because I am in a book club at the gym, and this is the latest book that we're reading. So with this book, the thing that's interesting about it with regards to it being a psychology book, if you will, is typically when we talk about psychology or psychiatry, and many of you may have experienced this in working with a therapist, but a lot of times the approach is to unearth and uncover problems and situations, a lot of times arising from the past. So kind of looking back, analyzing situations in our history that may have influenced how we are today. But the issue with that in a lot of situations is that there's not really any actionable advice that comes from that analysis. So it's okay, let's do this deep dive. Let's kind of uncover all this stuff. And you're just left to kind of ruminate on and deal with the emotions, the feelings, the thoughts. And a lot of times there aren't clear-cut tools for dealing with certain situations. And this is something that was particularly frustrating to Phil Stutz when he was practicing with patients. When he was working with patients, he felt like there were situations that he couldn't fix and that he didn't have tools in his toolbox to tackle. And so these tools that are described in this particular book are all from specific examples of things that he tried and used with patients to great success, and where he was able to see noticeable change and noticeable shifts when they applied these techniques. And so it's a great book in that it actually gives you actionable advice. It gives you things that you can do and implement. And one of the chapters in particular, the second tool that they discuss, is called The Outflow of Love. And this was a chapter that I felt like it was written specifically for me. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about some things that bother me or annoy me. So when it comes to certain situations, if something happens that irritates me, I have a very hard time letting things go, and I tend to think about them for a period of time after the event. This is also true if I am forced to spend time around people who I dislike. Once I have kind of made up my mind, and once someone has shifted in my book from somebody I can tolerate to somebody I really can't tolerate, I have a very hard time being around those individuals. And it's sometimes pretty obvious that I don't want to be around them, which is fine in some instances, but is not great in a lot of social settings or in situations where you can't really escape these people. Like, let's say they're close family members or coworkers or whatever. These are people you see fairly regularly. And so what I find is that these people and these situations kind of stay on my mind and distract me or take me away from enjoying the current moment. And there are situations that will affect my mood for hours and even days after the fact. And I can remember a particular incident where it was kind of like a road rage incident where I technically had a green light, but traffic was backed up all the way to the intersection. So instead of basically clogging the intersection, I stayed back, which is, you know, if we're being honest, what you're supposed to do. Now, apparently, there was a construction truck behind me that wanted to take a right turn, and they were really mad that I wasn't gridlocking traffic. And so they honked a couple times. I was like, all right, whatever, no big deal. Then the light turns red, And the dude gets out of his car and walks up to my driver's side window. Now, in an effort to turn over a new leaf and not escalate the situation, I basically tried to keep things pretty calm and I tried not to play into it too much. But this guy was very much over the top. And I distinctly remember it kind of sitting with me for a while after the incident because I was really angry and it was something where a younger version of me probably would have turned it into a physical altercation. And a big part of me wanted it to have turned into a physical altercation. I really wanted to teach this guy a lesson because, you know, people like that will kind of go around and continue to do things like that until they're checked. And I had my wife with me in the car, which is part of the reason I didn't escalate the situation, but it's also part of the reason that I was thinking about it so much after the fact, because, you know, if somebody's going to come after me like that or escalate a situation like that around my family, then, you know, my personal belief is that it's my duty to protect them. And in a situation like that, I, you know, really should have, I don't know, maybe done something or been a little more aggressive or whatever. But point being, I kind of let the situation blow over. Everybody went about their day, and I ultimately think that was the right move. But the problem was I couldn't let it go, and it stayed with me, and I thought about it. And it would come up months later. It would just pop into my brain, and it would immediately trigger an adrenaline response, an anger response, and it was affecting my mood for months after the incident. And this happens to me often, where some event will happen or something will trigger me. I used to be an angry kid growing up, and I've spent a lot of time working on that emotion and working on emotional control. And so it's, you know, it's a process. And I've talked about this in previous episodes, but I have a hard time with things sticking with me. And I didn't really ever have a way of dealing with this. And like I said, this is also true of individuals. So if somebody is kind of annoying to me, or it's somebody, you know, I don't want to be around somebody, it will affect my mood in that moment if I see them. And I have a really hard time, or historically have had a really hard time, kind of separating that feeling from just day-to-day life. And not, you know, I know a lot of people who are very good at just kind of tolerating and being around people they don't like, and they don't really let it affect them, and they just kind of go about their business. And I've never been that person. And so the tool that is described in this particular book is called the outflow of love. And basically the process is this. You think about your heart expanding, visualize your heart expanding to take in all of the love that is in the universe, universal love. And you kind of absorb all of this energy. And this, you know, this seems kind of silly, but bear with me for a second. So you absorb all this energy, you take it into you, and then you essentially shrink your heart back down to normal size. And as you do this, you're basically wringing out or squeezing out all of this energy, all of this love that you've absorbed from the world around you. Now, the last step is kind of the most important, and this is where you visualize this love that you have squeezed out and kind of excreted, if you will. You visualize this enveloping that person who annoys you or who wronged you or who angers you. You visualize it kind of enveloping them and going through them. So you're transferring that love to them. And in doing so, this tool is effective for getting rid of those lingering feelings of anger. It's good for allowing you to be around people who would otherwise annoy you without immediately getting triggered or immediately responding. We all know those, you know, everybody's got family members who kind of piss them off. And you get to a family holiday and they're around and you can't help but just be driven nuts by everything that they do. This could be a spouse. I mean, maybe, you know, your spouse, you're having a particularly difficult time. But point being, this tool is something that I've started to implement in my life, or tried to. And it seems silly, but it has been incredibly helpful in allowing me to shift into a more positive mindset. It has made my day-to-day life a lot more pleasant. It has made me kinder to most people who I encounter, to strangers I encounter, because what I also realized was happening to me, especially living in the city, I feel like everybody's kind of pissed off all the time, but I would, you know, focus on or think about someone who wronged me or an event that angered me or whatever, and my general demeanor would be affected by it in just normal interactions with random people on the street or random people out in public. And you know, it's not like I was going around being mean to people out of the blue, but I was definitely short with people. I was definitely colder, more closed off. And what I found is by implementing this technique and really trying to visualize this kind of outflow of love, I was more open, I was warmer, I was more inviting, I was having normal, you know, random conversations with people and just having better day-to-day experiences. And I was able to be around people who previously annoyed me or bothered me without it triggering as much of the negative emotion. Now, this is certainly not something that I've mastered, and it's certainly not something that I, you know, can sit here and tell you is fixed yet. But what I can say is this tool is incredibly effective thus far at kind of shifting my emotional state to a more positive place. Now, this is important because these feelings can be crippling if they are on your mind constantly. If there's that person at work who just bothers you and everything they do bothers you, it's going to cloud your judgment, first of all, right? Because you're going to automatically assume that everything they say is wrong or everything they do is bad, when in reality, they may have some very good ideas or great contributions. And so it's going to cloud your judgment. It's going to cloud your ability to collaborate with them. The biggest thing is it's going to just make your day-to-day a lot less pleasant. And so to dive into this tool a little bit deeper, the purpose is to visualize these individuals who have wronged you, these individuals who frustrate you, these individuals who bother you. And they say that you can kind of do it in a number of instances. So the most obvious is in the moment or immediately following, right? So let's say you get into an altercation with somebody, you get in an argument, whatever, you know, somebody does something that bothers you. You can use this tool immediately after to kind of remedy that feeling or that initial feeling. From there, what you can do is you can also use this preemptively. So imagine that you are about to go to a family holiday event or a family gathering, and like your uncle Bob just drives you nuts. You can try this technique before you interact with Uncle Bob and kind of preemptively shift your mindset or your attitude towards him. So kind of as a preemptive defense, if you will, against some of those negative feelings popping up, you can try this tool and try this technique before you enter those situations. What you can also do in an instance like mine, where there's an event that has happened long ago that for whatever reason has kind of lodged itself in your mind, you can go back to that situation and you can use this technique on the individual in question. Now, obviously there are kind of a lot of, things to think about here. One, if you're particularly petty or if that person has really bothered you, you might be thinking, well, why the hell would I do this? Because they don't deserve that love. They don't deserve to feel good. They don't deserve this positivity, yada, yada, yada. But what you have to understand is you're not doing it for them. You're doing it for you. You're doing it so that you can free up this emotional and mental space to be a better version of yourself. So it's kind of a selfish tool in that regard, which might make it a little bit more approachable, right? If somebody's really wronged you or done something terrible to you, you're not sending them love because they necessarily deserve it, quote unquote. You're sending them love so that you can personally move on and you can personally continue to develop yourself as a better individual. If we hang on to this baggage, if we hang on to these emotions, it's incredibly difficult to continue to progress, to continue to move on, to continue to improve and grow, because these feelings are like anchors that will kind of hold us down, hold us back, and pull us backwards into a negative direction. And what can happen, as what happened with me, is that it can just affect your attitude and your mindset in interactions with other people on a day-to-day basis. And I can almost guarantee you that at some point in my life, multiple points in my life probably, if we're being honest, my bad attitude, because of something that had happened prior to that moment, very likely cost me either a friendship, a relationship, an opportunity, you know, professional or personal or whatever. I'm sure there are instances where somebody who maybe I would have otherwise connected with kind of was turned off by my attitude, and that was kind of the end of that road. And so I don't necessarily think we realize how many small interactions we have on a day-to-day basis. And even if that person or individual is, you know, number 18 out of 400 interactions that we're going to have that day or whatever, obviously that's kind of exaggerated. But for that individual, that's their one interaction with us. And so every moment in every interaction, in every situation that we find ourselves in, that may be our one first impression on that person. And so it's incredibly important for us to take ownership of those first impressions and realize that it's, we have to always be on. We have to always be the version of ourselves that we want other people to see, because you never know who's watching, right? Maybe somebody that otherwise respects you sees you kind of being a jerk to somebody in public or whatever, and that changes their opinion of you. And, you know, maybe that alters that relationship with that person down the road. So at every interaction, it's important for us to consciously be acting like the person we want to be seen as, acting like the true version of ourselves. And so this tool allows us to better do that. So the next time somebody bothers you, or maybe you have to deal with someone who has previously bothered you, the next time a situation angers you or kind of, you know, derails your day temporarily, what I want you to try to do is this outflow of love. So use this tool, visualize your heart expanding, taking in all of the love from the universe around you. Then visualize it contracting back to its normal size. And as it does so, it's kind of spilling out that love onto the individual or individuals who have wronged you. And as it spills out onto them, I want you to visualize that love, that energy going into them and kind of washing over them. And whether they deserve it or not, whatever that means, this visualization and kind of spreading love to this person or these people is going to free up your mind and free up your heart from holding on to that negativity. And it's going to allow you to be a more authentic version of yourself and put a better version of yourself out into the world. So hopefully this tool is as helpful for you as it has been for me. Like I said, when I read this chapter in the book, I felt like it was written specifically for me because I've experienced this many times. And as usual, I will link the book in the show notes. So if you want to check it out for yourself, there will be a link to that book in the notes. Right now it's on sale on Amazon for like $6, which is sweet. So if you want to read it, it's, you know, pretty approachable. So I'll put that link in the show notes. And as always, until next week, I hope you all have a fantastic weekend, fantastic rest of your week, and I will see you next time.